It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer, who is just admiring all my Christmas decorating here.
Yeah, I noticed you decorated the station a little bit here.
Yeah, I have a blue ball this year instead of a red one because I accidentally busted the red one when taking it down last year.
Yeah, you would think those things are a little more durable, but they're not.
Yeah, I dropped it on the desk. And so I'm going to the new theme this year. It's in honor of Elvis. I call it Blue Christmas.
Okay.
That's the theme.
Sure.
Yeah, so I like to have a different theme every year.
Yeah, whatever works.
Yeah. So
hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. And
hopefully you did.
Actually, I'm still full from it. But it was good to see family and friends again, and
right, yeah, plenty of food, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely,
plenty of leftovers now.
Yep.
For a while, so that's a good thing. I don't have to look too hard when I go and look in the refrigerator, grab something to eat for a while.
I still got some in my fridge.
Well, let's salute a veteran here today.
Of course, today we're saluting Sergeant Arthur Ralph Porchart. Arthur was born on May 19th, 1932 in Russell, Minnesota, and passed away on July 7th, 2011. He entered active duty in Minneapolis in the United States Army on February 10th, 1951, was honorably discharged just shy of 3 years later on January 22nd, 1954, at Fort Sheridan, Illinois. He was with Charlie Battery of the 780th Field Artillery Battalion, spent 2 years, 2 months, and 16 days foreign service over in Korea during the Korean conflict. And some medals and ribbons that he earned were the Korea Service Medal with 2 Bronze Service Stars, United Nations Service Medal, and the National Defense Service Medal. So we thank you, Arthur, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to the vets.
Absolutely.
Every day is Veterans Day in your office.
Especially in my office.
That's right. Well, let's talk about the topic on hand. They're working on recruiting some new people to sign up for benefits.
Yeah, it's something I've been doing ever since I started in 2010, but the VA sent out a press release on November 10th discussing a new initiative to get the word out to veterans regarding health care and benefits available to them. They launched a groundbreaking national advertising campaign to encourage veterans to sign up for the VA health care and benefits they've earned. It's a $5+ million campaign called What You Earned, focuses on educating veterans and their families about some of the most tangible cost-saving benefits of using VA, including low-cost or no-cost health care, debt-free education, $0 down payments on home loans, no-cost memorial services and burials, and much more. Campaign uses actual cost comparisons to demonstrate veterans' savings with VA versus without VA, with the goal of encouraging veterans who are not enrolled in VA health care or receiving VA benefits to apply for the first time. Again, that's something I've been doing ever since I've gotten hired on. So, but it's nice that the Department of Veterans Affairs is doing something as well. It's a first-of-its-kind campaign that will run across TV, print, radio, digital media, billboards, public transit, and social media. It is the next phase of VA's aggressive efforts to bring new veterans to VA. While last year's campaign resulted in record numbers of veterans applying for VA benefits, many of our nation's heroes are still not connected with the VA. New campaign aims to reach these veterans by providing clear, compelling reasons for them to sign up for what they've earned. This new campaign is part of the largest outreach effort in VA history, which launched after President Biden signed the PACT Act into law last year. Thus far, the effort has resulted in an all-time record number of veterans' benefits applications in 2023, which was a 25% increase in healthcare enrollments year over year. 80% awareness among veterans of the PACT Act, and more. Key aspects of the effort to date include media coverage. During fiscal year 23, VA generated, 395,000-plus news articles and roughly 137-plus broadcast pieces, which was a 21% increase year over year, with the goal of informing veterans about the care and benefits they've earned. VA has hosted more than 2,500 PACT Act-related events for veterans across all 50 states, Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, and Guam. VA has executed a MarCom award-winning PACT Act advertising campaign across streaming, print, radio, podcast, signage, sports sponsorships, digital advertising, and more. It's a $10-plus million campaign that has led millions of visitors to va.gov/pact, generated $13 million in donated media through public service announcements.
And, of course, you've been generating a lot of broadcasters' time yourself, you know, the past few years here.
People actually listen to this?
I think they do. And they can go back and listen to the podcast besides. So
I know I listen to the podcast, yeah. I got some family members.
Got to
that
critique
do.
Yourself, I suppose. A little bit.
Who's a harsher critic than yourself? So. let's see, what else? Direct veteran outreach. VA has sent hundreds of millions of PACT Act-related emails and letters to veterans to encourage them to apply. I know I've gotten my share in the mail. In September, VA also executed its first-ever text marketing campaign to encourage eligible veterans to enroll in health care before September 30 PACT Act deadline. I know one of my topics was that deadline, resulting in a 179% increase in year-to-date healthcare enrollments for that specific cohort of veterans. VA has worked with the White House, Congress, veterans organizations, influencers such as John Stewart, sports teams such as the Tampa Bay Rays, and major corporations, CVS and USAA, to spread the word about the PACT Act. Within 1 hour of the Senate passage of the PACT Act, VA launched va.gov/pact, which is a one-stop shop for veterans and survivors to learn about and apply for PACT Act-related health care and benefits. Since then, the website's garnered more than 22 million page views. I didn't even know they had counters on those page views.
Oh, yeah.
I go to it at least a few times a week.
They can count everything these days.
I guess. print, digital, video resources. VA has developed a library of videos, flyers, and information in more than 10 languages to help veterans understand what this new law means for them. In addition to focusing on veterans who are newly eligible for VA care and benefits under the PACT Act, campaign also designed to reach historically underserved veterans, including women veterans, black veterans, Hispanic veterans, younger veterans, and veterans living in rural areas, such as La Caprao County. Veteran will feature ads in both English and Spanish. Moving forward, VA will continue to aggressively reach out and encourage them to come to VA. VA encourages all veterans, family members, caregivers, and survivors to learn more about VA and apply their world-class health care and earned benefits today. Kind of a lengthy article, but this will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week. Might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And you would have that number.
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
Snowy level.
Yep. I got some meetings and appointments this week, but I should be around Monday through Friday, but it's better to call ahead just to make sure I'm around.
All right.
But next week, I'm going to be out of the office all week because I have a conference and meetings that are out of town. So I won't be available next week. So we'll have to use radio magic.
Magic of radio, and you'll still be on the air.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't get out of that.
In one way or another.
That's right. We'll never tell. All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you, Josh, for the info there today. And always good to get you in the studio and chat on a Monday morning.
Absolutely. And, I'm sure everybody's emails are blowing up with all the Black Friday deals and Cyber Monday deals and all that stuff. I know I had 40 of them that I deleted right before the show here. So
yeah, don't forget to support your local merchants as much as you can.
Absolutely.
Too,
so. What was it? Small Business Saturday?
Small Business Saturday was Saturday.
Yep.
That's some day for everybody, but it's always good to support the local people.
That's right.
That's right. Well, Josh, appreciate the info, and we will see you again next Monday morning.
Sounds good.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.